other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us today, the 15th day of July, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I had him on Sunday, I had him on Monday, and he's back on today, coming up in 1 hour to continue to break down and analyze and track, chronicle what we're seeing in the meltdown of the world financial system by design. Bob Chapman today, Dr. Stan Monteith, to talk about the New World Order depopulation agenda, will be with us in the fourth hour today. And yes, we will have open phones throughout the broadcast. But I first today want to put the phone number out only for peace officers, police. I guess you call yourselves law enforcement, because I need to know something. When we get back, I will tell you what that is, and I would hope you would call in and confirm something for me. So that is coming up. I'll put that question out coming up after the first break here in just a few minutes. Things are worsening faster than I had even thought they would, and that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate any of this is happening, but I wish we had more time. U.S. stocks are in retreat as crude oil tumbles by more than $9. Dollar falls to record versus euro. Credit woes may dampen growth. What type of headline is that? And they're still talking about a growing economy, feeding people the cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Wholesale inflation is worse in 27 years, AP reports. Banks hit by fallout from crisis at IndyMac. Other banks are having runs, especially on the West Coast. We'll go over some of that. Fed chief details problems in markets, housing, and jobs. He's doing that right now, still testifying right now. Another report by ABC News. Who's next? A list of troubled banks worries Wall Street and D.C. We'll go over some of those. They're saying Wachovia could go under any minute. Paramount is forced to spend $450 million in financing, and there's scores of stories like this today where financing is falling through for some of the biggest corporations out there. Meanwhile, the Arabs fear fallout of nuclear conflict. Well, how dare them? I mean, our hijacked government says they're going to hit them with nukes if they fight back when they're hit with conventional weapons, and just be like the American people. Just decide that radiation is good for you and die of cancer. That's what our troops have been told. I mean, that's what we've been told here. It's good for you. It's not bad. Sodium fluoride's good in your water. Mercury's good for you. Radiation's good for you. It was good for the kids around Chernobyl. And what's wrong with you, conspiracy theorist, not wanting hundreds of nukes to rain down in your country? Nearby countries don't want to breathe all of that. What? You're some kind of crazy person. Conspiracy theorist. Everybody knows fallout's good for you. Man, you people are crazy. Man, you're as crazy as those people saying the dollar's dropping in value. There's no inflation. Everything's fine. Sick of all these crazy conspiracy theorists. It's getting crazier and crazier. Fluoridated water now reaches nearly 70% of U.S. population. This put out by the CDC, your forced medication. Also, Salt Lake City Tribune, worse than adult prisoners, U.S. tortures and murder of children in Iraqi jails. Well, what's wrong with that? That's Christian. Conyers, the Democrat whore, is saying no impeachment of Lord Bush. Well, sure, it's all part of the same operation. Police to inject you on the side of the road now. NBC reporting with amnesia drugs. I'm not kidding. It's all coming up.
now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live now into the second segment. Bob Chapman with continuing economic analysis coming up in the next hour. Open phones throughout the day. And, of course, in the fourth hour today, Dr. Stan Monteith on the Globalist Depopulation Program. Now, I just wanted to, in the first 30 minutes while I cover news, I want to throw out this toll-free number only for police officers or people inside the state police who are in the clerical areas of the data areas who know whether this is the case or not. Yeah, I know it was two legislative sessions ago, but they've had so many special sessions, I mean two main sessions. So it was about 4 years ago. We have them every 2 years in Texas. And I got a call from a listener saying, the DPS is proposing having a database on anyone who's criticized local or state police so that when they pull you over, they know your political views. Now, I went and looked it up, and sure enough, that was a bill introduced. It did not pass that session. I know it was reintroduced, and I lost track of it in other sessions. Now, I tried to Google it. Only spent about 30, 40 minutes on it last night. Couldn't find it. It was 4 years ago. I couldn't remember the exact headlines or the name of the bill. So I don't know if it passed. And in the mid and late 70s, it turned out that several hundred thousand people in Texas, pastors, mainline people, anyone who had any pull with the community, I mean, we're talking Nazi slash Stasi slash Soviet Union database. The state police criminally in Texas had one of the worst databases in the world. I mean, it made the Russians look like good guys. And it was on everybody, basically of any import. Pastors, community leaders, people that groveled to them, people that didn't. And that was in the DPS Intelligence Bureau's database. Just absolutely criminal, absolutely un-American. Now, they got sued, there were federal lawsuits, and they supposedly quit having it. What they tried to get passed into law 4 years ago would have codified the criminal activities we know they continue. But I will be stunned and amazed if, by the way, it was ruled to be criminal. I will be stunned and amazed if they were actually able to pass it. But I can't keep track of everything. My father, my dad has a compulsion against buying anything. And he had this old car, about 10 years old, that was breaking down all the time. So I basically sold him for nothing. My dad's not rich, but he has money. He just won't buy anything. It isn't that he's even a spendthrift. He just doesn't buy things. He doesn't like buying things. I've seen him with holes in his shoes before and bought him shoes. And, again, he grew up on a farm where they bought stuff out of a catalog, and he doesn't like going to the store, and unless it's guns or fishing poles, and that's about all anything he'll buy, or tools, you know, just classic hillbilly. But, I mean, he's not a hillbilly, he's a dentist, but the point is he's from hillbilly stock, and he won't buy anything. So, make a long story short, I don't know why I told that part of the story. I sold him a five-year-old car that we had and got my wife a new one, a little sedan, a Passat. I basically made him buy it from me because his car was broken down most of the time. In the shop all the time. He was walking to work. I'm not joking. He was walking to work. He only lives about a half mile away from work. And so, long story short, my dad is driving my car, and I sold it to him about 2 months ago. He hasn't changed the registration over yet. And he's driving through a small town, and my dad's such a nice guy, he doesn't want me to mention the town. He doesn't want any heat on the police officer that pulled him over. No doubt the town has plate scanning systems. It's what it sounds like most towns do, but a lot of towns themselves are now accessing it. And so my dad's driving 65, coming back from our ranch in East Texas, family land, on some business. He's coming back Sunday night about 10 o'clock at night in Franklin. And I'm not going to get into the officer's name and everything because he just gave him a warning ticket, and my dad was supposedly speeding. It's where the highway goes through a town, and it goes from 65 to 45. Didn't give him a ticket. They wait 10 minutes. They come up to the car all scared, and they say, well, you're not Alex Jones. My dad says, no, this is his car. I just bought it. And they said, well, our database shows that you're a handle with care. In fact, I wrote a note yesterday when he was here in the office. I think I'm going to get the exact term. Flagged for special handling. That's what he was told. Flagged for special handling. And my dad's like, well, what does that mean? And they just said, well, oh, by the way, I'm a fan of your son's radio show. And it was an older police officer with a younger police officer there in the town. And so, I mean, are we in such a secret police system that I don't even know the databases are active now? I mean, I know I'm in the DPS intelligence files. I know I've asked the FBI repeatedly for my FBI file. They will not give it to me. They're supposed to by federal law, but this is a criminal government. They're not giving it to me. I've got to go through some procedure to try to force them to give it to me. I'm sure it's so big they don't want to have to excise and black it all out. I mean, I want to make a news piece out of it. But, see, I've been pulled over. And when the police pull me over, they act like I'm some 14-headed monster. When they come up to the car, when I do get pulled over, you know, and it's the state police that have pulled me over a couple times in the last year or so. Now, I know that the cities tie into the state police database. It's also tied into the federals. Can someone call in here and tell me? Or you're not allowed to talk about that. It's such a secret police America that you're not supposed to tell us. I mean, you're not supposed to run our plates without probable cause, but we know the license plate reading systems that do go into a database of, quote, warrants. You know, we know that's been federally up for 10 years, and now they're telling the police about it in the last 2 years, you know, upgrading and letting them know. In the fusion centers, the emergency management centers, the threat integration centers, the local federalization command bases that have National Guard, state police, local police, sheriff department in them. Now that state police call in and go, I thought you were crazy, but they are telling us that we're federal now and we got to follow the orders of the president and not the governor. Well, and I know you got SLAT training and all this other training, and FEMA comes in and tells you the founding fathers were terrorists. I mean, I have it on video in Kansas City, the police and state police and local police and firemen all being taught the founding fathers are evil and Christians are evil. I mean, you can't make this up. And I have state police pulling people over in their own squad car videos at checkpoints, and they find a pocket constitution and they freak out and start breathing heavy. It's in Road to Tyranny. They start, look, she's got the paraphernalia. And the guy's going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is she allowed to have this? And the other commander comes over and goes, I think she may be allowed to have that. It's like satire. It's like some type of Kurt Vonnegut book about a future police state where the police are heavy breathing over finding a pocket constitution. Then they found one of my videos, Police State 2000. And, folks, it was all over. She was going to jail. So I just want to make sure and confirm that I am flagged as some type of dangerous miscreant. Now, I've been arrested in a few protests, and they've always dropped the charges because they knew it was a violation of my civil rights. They didn't want me to sue them. The one time the state police did arrest me in a thumb-scanning protest in 97, the guy apologized, pulled over, said he was a Christian, took my handcuffs off, and took me into the Austin jail where I got roughed up by the 5'1" redheaded guy who enjoyed shoving my head in the wall a couple times. But that was my experience there for nothing. It was just get up against the wall and a little, you know, extra dribble my head off the wall a couple times. He'd only let me know you were a pile of dog, you know what, on the ground, boy. You think it hurt me that you pushed my head in the wall and made me feel sorry for you, what it must be like to be a coward and a nobody who makes all the other, I guess, jailers, police, whatever you want to call them, look bad. But I'm already digressing. I forgive you for that. You're the one taking mercury shots, drinking fluoride, and loving your government and having your dollar devalued. The point is that I need you to call in and tell me about this little database, or was this town subscribing to some federal database? I know some of them do and some of them don't. There's a lot of stuff going on. 1-800-259-9231. I don't care if you're the state police in Maine, the state police in Kansas or Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or the local police. I want to know. I mean, I know they proposed it in Texas, and last time I checked, it didn't pass. Or listeners, if you can dig in and find it in the state code of any state, call in and let me know. Needless to say, my dad is hurrying to get that registration officially changed out of my name. They walked over and looked at him and said, is this your car? You're not Alex Jones. Oh, man. Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, we will come back and I'll get into the bankers pulling the plug on all of us. Doesn't matter if you're a black man, a Hispanic, white, purple, green. Doesn't matter if you're a cop, a school teacher, an auto mechanic, a farmer, a rancher, an insurance salesman, a dentist, a nurse, a jail guard. You're getting raped by the New World Order, and it's going to get a lot worse. There's a way out of this. If you'll wake up and smell the coffee. If you don't, we're done. It's up to you.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 14, 2008. Gold opened at $962.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $989.81, $487.40 for half ounce, and $243.70 for quarter ounce. That's $989.81, $487.40, $243.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let me give the toll-free number out to police officers, anybody that works in state or local government around the country that knows about these databases. I know the feds have put millions of Americans in them. Some of the senior air marshals went public a year and a half ago in the Denver Post, saying they're ordered every month to put innocent people, children, women, for no reason. They just have to put people in the terrorism database. There's also a crime database that's got millions in it of people who aren't even convicted criminals. And we know the state police in Texas wanted to put you in there, watch what you say and what you do, and then create a Stasi political file that all their officers access. And that's just classic tyranny. So I'm trying to find out what this officer was talking about. Flagged for special handling when my dad got pulled over driving a car he bought from me in Texas
Sunday night, 1-800-259-9231. And there's no caller ID on the Genesis phones. There is we're not going to know where you're calling from, who you are, and I'll just track what you say off the info you give me. I'll try to Google those key terms and confirm it that way. 1-800-259-9231. Here it is. You're driving along in your squad car or you're off work and you need to write that number down to call me. 1-800-259-9231. We'll cover financial news and all that key stuff after this. But this is important to look at. Jim says he's a former officer calling in from Texas. Jim, what do you know about this?
Well, Alex, if you want to put Google to work, try Google and NCIC.
Well, I know about the NCIC, but that's supposedly, you know, that federal grid tied into all the states and locals, supposed to only have, criminal records there or who's got warrants or traffic records, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go too in-depth, you know, just to protect myself and my family. But let me just give you a little preface of what I did. I was a police officer down post-Katrina in an area that I'm not going to mention. And let me tell you right now, they've got all the new towers they came in for communication for the police department. So all the new towers they installed were unscannable.
Okay.
So basically, we communicate with free talk. We didn't have to speak in code. We communicated free talk, and it was unscannable to the civilian populace.
I understand that, but you're saying this is a free country. The people are supposed to know what these computers are doing. No one's going to come, get you for talking about this. If we do have this attitude, and I appreciate you calling, having the courage to call, then we're already in an atmosphere of tyranny. I mean, I'm asking, do you know about databases? You know, you say you're in Louisiana. Do you know about, or in Texas now, do you know about databases where it says handle with care?
I didn't have any experience with it myself, but a good friend of mine who in the department was a U.S. Marshal, an adjutant for them, he could basically get all that kind of information, special care instructions like you were speaking of earlier. And it was 15 seconds of wait time for him when he was on the phone with dispatch. So,
I mean, that's 15, but Alex Jones has no criminal record. I mean, that's
right.
My point here is this is despicable. You're dealing with somebody who's dangerous. Handle with care. My wife and children are driving around, you know, in cars, and the cops flip out on them. I mean, my point is that this is not a free country when this stuff's going on.
Well, I also called today to point out one thing I thought you might find interesting. I'm currently in the military now, and I was reading the Army Times the other day, and they pointed out that they need, in mass numbers, Patriot missile operators. I don't know what good that is for you, but that was, I believe it was the May issue. So they're running up the numbers of these Patriot missile operators.
So they can protect Israel for a strike, and I did see that. That's a good point.
Okay, I just wanted to bring that up to you, and I want to thank you for everything that you do. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Jim. Did you go out of the military into policing and then back in the military?
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I was caught. I was wiped out by the hurricane myself, and I'd just gotten out of the military, decided to become a police officer, and then after that had transpired, I saw some things that I didn't want to deal with for the rest of my life. So the military offered a pretty safe security blanket for me to just fall right back into. So I'm here now, and just trying to hang in there, I guess.
Are you going to be sent back to Iraq?
Well, I pray that I won't be, but. You never know what's going to happen. So,
what's the word? Are they saying there's going to be a hit on Iran? I mean, the president just said 3 days ago, he said, I authorize Israel. Israel has my support.
Yeah, I can't really go into semantics about that. But, whatever you're reading, like I shared that Army Times bit with you and all the other information you presented the past couple weeks. My educated guess would be yes, my non-professional opinion, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to come back with financial news and other info, but 1-800-259-9231. I mean, so the database is in effect or where your political views are on the computer screen? We know they have the Army spying on peace groups.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A better version of this song, actually, with Bob Marley. I think this is a live rendition or something. Yeah, where the sheriff wants to kill him, he pulls on him, so he shoots him, and they're coming after him. He's walking down the street right here. I shot the sheriff. If I am guilty, I will pay.
I shot the sheriff.
But I may
I didn't shoot no.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
I shot the sheriff. But
we've got another caller. From Illinois. Caller, what's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you, John. What's his name again?
My name is Larry.
Larry, thank you, sir. Tell us exactly, you say you're not a police officer, but you work in Illinois.
No, I'll lay it out for you real quick, Alex. I've been on the Internet for 8 years now. I do database management information technologies. I also develop software. About 5 years ago, there's a couple of books that came out. Excuse me, about a company called LexisNexis. Not sure if you're familiar with them.
Yes, I know about LexisNexis. That's the big news agency consortium.
No.
Hey, hold on just a minute, okay? Let me tell you. You asked if I heard of LexisNexis. Let me tell you, okay? Let me just tell you what it is, okay? I know. I didn't... God almighty. It came around before Google. It's a service that you subscribe to, and it has every news article and every piece of data in it. I understand what LexisNexis is, yes. Okay? That's my point, that all the news agency information and data and news articles are fed into. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. If he's still there, we'll go back to him. Larry, go ahead.
I'm still here, Alex. I was waiting to know to see when you talked about your father being pulled over. When they call into these databases, they also go for corporate and private. Even as fundraising companies use LexisNexis, they buy up everybody's information. They actually have paid people who sit in public courtrooms during your divorce hearings and write down all the information and mail it back to them. Then they combine that with other databases, such as the one they got from Kmart. And Kmart's database held everybody who had ever been caught for shoplifting or talked about shoplifting, even if you were still in high school. They can pull up stuff saying, oh, in high school you were suspected of stealing from Kmart because a security guard kept that information, which was later bought by LexisNexis. All of these databases are tying in together. And when you call from a police officer uses a database for, say, a criminal, it also can pull up other information, such as you being flagged for handling.
Okay, I apologize for blowing up at you. The economy's going to hell in a handbasket. Everything's out of control. I'm just in a really mad, angry mood this morning, so I apologize for... I wasn't blowing up
at you. Let me say this, Alex.
No, stop. You asked me a question. You said, sure. You know about LexisNexis, and I wanted to finish saying what I knew about LexisNexis. And yes, I did know they're combining every form of gossip, innuendo, bull to it and other systems. I knew they'd expanded. I knew they were basically based in Dallas, correct? The CIA front set up decades ago. So that's correct. Now I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and tell us about it.
They also are in England now. And about 5 years ago, when most of America had their identity stolen, it happened because LexisNexis computers were hacked. They said, oh, I'm sorry, everybody's identity stolen. Now none of us can even control our own identities or own credit ratings from this stuff. They have organized this up from all the banks, all the credit card companies, and when they got heat over it about 5 years ago, they moved to England. So they're not even a U.S. company anymore. They're not even under control of what they do. I mean, we're not under control of what information to keep or collect. It's gotten so bad that some guy at Walmart, a security guard, if he pulls me in the back room and runs up the database and they're paying him, if Walmart's a member of LexisNexis, he can get all the information on me, people that have lived in apartments next to me. I've used their service to research out business partners before, and you can come back with everybody who's ever known you, whoever lived on the same apartment building as you, and who they know to make these matrices of information that are just so scary that I turn on the radio and hear your dad going through this, and you say, well, they're not tying in. I don't have a criminal record. Well, they're looking for more than criminal record.
No, I know that they have all these databases, and you're right about LexisNexis. I just didn't know that police departments were already tying into this, and it's, of course, completely criminal, and it just shows how this country is gone, completely gone, run by hardcore crooks and narcotics traffickers, and they're going to rape all of us, and so that's the only solace, is all the people serving this system, you're going to get hurt just as bad by it. And yes, I'm upset by it, and I'm very angry, and I know how real this is, and it's starting to get to me because it is such a nightmare situation. And yes, it's called the Total Information Awareness Network, and then it's integrated into the threat matrix.
That's it.
They call it the matrix access system, and it's a total control grid of just baloney and made up garbage. It makes the old FBI files filled with innuendo and bull.
Let me tell you something that happened to me. I created a software called MySearchBot.com. It's automatic robots, goes out and searches stuff and clicks it in various live folders and categories for people. Well, I originally built it about 5 years ago. Like any good piece of downloaded software, I was going to use marketing and track how people use stuff and bought stuff. Well, as soon as I really got into doing this, and I worked with other companies who were involved in buying advertising from me, they started coming at me looking for all kinds of information, you know, IP addresses, stuff on the hard drives, all this from a piece of adware. I got completely disillusioned, dropped everything 5 years ago, literally went down and lived in Belize for a year, came back, and I started trying to tell everybody I know what's been going on, how bad this thing is getting with the gold, the economy. I sold my house in 2007 in the spring for a huge loss. I sold it in the second day, the first people who came and looked at it, because I was sure it was going to crash last spring. Now, I get back here this summer. I have a 21-year-old son. I'm only 39, but trying to raise a young boy and being, is it my age, around kids that age, I'm constantly surrounded with how they're being policed. They can't drink beer on their porch in a college town. They get pulled over, and I sit there with my son. I said, no, don't let him search you. Before I know it, we got dogs on the car. We're being searched everywhere, and I'm only 39. I'm like, hey, this is turning into a police state. So I built a site called ShareTheTruth.tv. I start putting videos on there, and I keep coming up with this Alex Jones name. And so about a week ago, I started listening to your show. I'd never heard you before. And you can yell at me all you want, because I'll tell you what, I've never heard anybody speak as direct to the problem as you. I, too, have trouble sleeping at nights now. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm watching my whole country go to hell. The only person out there on the front lines seems to be Alex Jones. I'm really glad that I found your show. And when I was listening today and hear you talk about these databases, I'm like, man, I've been telling everybody for 5 years, what you order at breakfast is on your database because Denny's gets their stuff bought by them. If you have software like AdWare like I do, they come after you to find all kinds of information. They want everything you can give them.
Well, let me give people an example. 5 years ago, there was a headline, scoff laws caught ordering pizzas. And a scoff law is a term for somebody trying to get around the law. And it says all the big pizza companies, they know that people that, quote, have warrants out for them will really give their real address and real name because they don't know when they order a pizza.
Yes.
And so, this is 5 years ago. When you order a pizza, your whole background is run. Everything is run. And now I've got federal documents where they're already compiling what your children eat. And now already in several states and in England, they're preparing to take your children. If their computer database shows you're feeding them too much fattening food, the schools are prisons with weird goon pedophile guards running them. I mean, absolutely, sir. I know we are going, America and the Western world, into one giant camp. And they came
up with
this.
One last thing, so people do know, they do this incrementally, as you've talked. When I first got hip to this in like 2001, it turned out that the 800 numbers that you call for most businesses, people out there listening, by calling the 800 number, you've already given up your freedoms for them to show and share your data. So let me show you how this other software I was building that I quit building worked. It works for VOIP. It's people who are on the Internet, and it's for employees that you have or salespeople sitting around the phone. They receive a call. Alex calls up. You tell me, as soon as your phone number hits, it pops up on the screen. It tells me everything that I know about you. I'll press past purchases. You've never even bought from my company, but I pay LexisNexis. So I find out what your profiles are, what you like, what you're buying. And I'm on the phone the same time as a boss supervisor whispering in that salesperson's ear what to upsell you or what to do with you. I mean, when I started seeing this stuff coming through as a marketing, I realize they're going to implement that. It already is. It's a police state. And there's such bad misuses for this information manager technologies that they hid under the forms of advertisement and marketing.
Have you seen that ACLU piece where the guy's ordering the pizza and they know everything about him? They made it like 3 years ago. We ought to play that later. And that is actually what is really going on.
It's nuts. I'll tell you, when I just started ShareTheTruth.tv 2 weeks ago. I've got about 500 movies on there. It's a new site. But it's because I've seen all this stuff get pulled from Google. I mean, I own the server. I own the scripts. I own the whole thing. You know, I don't save any of the IPs or any people that log in because I'm afraid at Google. They should know how many movies I watch, how many I look. And every time I turn around for something good, it gets pulled. Now, I know how these matrices and these databases work. And one thing I want to tell everybody out there, misinformation, lie. Lie about every damn thing you ever give anybody information about. They want to know your address, give them the wrong number. The only way we can ruin these databases is if they are full of shit. I'm sorry, of bad information.
No, that's the key. That's why whenever I'm on the phone, I just chatter baloney, chatter bull. I stop and talk to them. But what they've created is a wonderland for the New World Order. And listen, sir, I really appreciate your call, and I'll apologize for the third time for screaming at you for no reason. It's that this gets to me. I mean, I am under a lot of stress. I am very upset. I know you're upset about what's happening, too, because I love this country so much, and I know it's a hardcore scientific tyranny. I should pull up that editorial that Admiral Poindexter, the convicted felon who runs the illegal Total Information Awareness Network, Congress told them it was illegal, shut it down. They didn't. Of course they didn't. And that's just one hub, one sniffer, one port they've got into it. And he just wrote an editorial saying everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do, everything is being tracked. You are our slaves. And they wanted you to know that to intimidate you. They were very arrogant. He wrote that, in 2002? They just staged their terror attacks. They were telling you they were torturing people. They were writing memos about torturing kids. They were really trying to make their move to flip your psyche into accepting evil. And the caller's absolutely right. And sir, I hope you get in contact with us. If you got some scripts and info in the future, we're going to be opening things up to get help from people to expand what we're doing with technologies here. We're going to the next level. We're going to work even harder. We've got a bigger office we're moving into in the next few weeks, and we're trying to go to the next level here, and I understand your anger. Believe me, I feel it. I know it. But no, I learned something from you. I knew the feds were buying from every database. I knew they'd integrated them, but I didn't know that local police were already getting into those. Well, I kind of alluded to that. I said, I guess I have seen some articles where local departments do subscribe to these private databases. That's what I guessed it was earlier in the hour. And I do want to hear from others on this subject. It's very, very painful to see all of this happening. And understand, under this new system, things that haven't been crimes will be crimes. That's why they have to now say there's no Fourth Amendment and set that precedent, so all this info and disinfo, and a lot of the stuff in the databases they admit is wrong, can be used against you. But the key here is to put a lot of disinfo into the databases, because there's already a lot of disinfo, to further discredit them. Speaking of data, I wrongly predicted yesterday. I said, I think Jesse Ventura, he has a lot of courage. He went on air and, you know, said 9/11 is an inside job, basically, on this show. I think Jesse Ventura will announce tomorrow or tonight. And I was wrong. And I begged him. I pushed him. He said, well, you're convincing, but he does have a sick daughter. Who doesn't with all the chemical weapon attacks going on? And his wife doesn't want him to run. And you can hear he's cynical. He thinks the country's completely gone. And at the end of the interview, as soon as the interview ended and I came back and talked about it, we talked about it here in the office, I said, okay, I guess I'm wrong. He's not going to run for Senate. Because at the end, he said, all right, Alex, I'll come back on your show before I go back to Mexico. Because I talked to him behind the scenes and said, hey, I want to get you back on. Hey, did you get the films I sent you? Yeah. Truth Rising. I said, will you come back on before you either run for the, you know, during the race or before you go back to Mexico? And he said, yeah, I'll come on before I go to Mexico. And then he said it right as he left. The last thing he said was, hey, we ought to cue that up and play it later. He said, yeah, I'll come back on your show before I go to Mexico. And, you know, Jesse Ventura wasn't going to save the world. But the point is, having him run for the Senate, he'd have been in the media talking about the police state or how they're destroying the dollar by design, like he did on Larry King Live last night. By the way, there's no doubt he picked up a lot of the stuff we've been teaching him. He was a different guy last night, talking about the elites engineering the dollar collapse and a lot more. We definitely got our info out on Larry King Live last night through Ventura.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Folks, the evil, the scale of the surveillance, the criminality is over the top. They're going for broke. They plan to stage more terror attacks to get you herded into compact cities. And then they are going to nerve gas you and your family. Everything I've told you has come true so far. Don't be sitting there 5, 10, 15 years from now when they execute their main plan that they've said they're going to execute when you're got 30 seconds till you're dead, thinking, oh, my God, Alex Jones was right. As you see aircraft and helicopters flying over, flown by foreign operatives, and you're grabbing your throat going, Alex Jones was right. I mean, it's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to murder you and your family. This is not your government. The only reason I'm still alive is because they don't want to kill me, because that will put a punctuation mark, a highlight, an underlining through everything I have to say. It will light it up like neon. You see, I can't enjoy things anymore, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't take off, I can't read a book, watch a movie. All I think about is this. How could you not? How could you go back when you know the truth? And then I get mad at myself because I haven't done a very good job at reaching out to people. I am human. I am flawed. I am so angry. I look at my children every day, so innocent and good, and I think about the black-hearted bastards destroying our society, and I go into a rage. And I see our fellow people in the, quote, patriot movement. A lot of them have no idea how bad it is, or they're slack-jawed, or they're on power trips, or they're into their own egos, their own little operations. And it upsets me because we need every able-bodied person focused on what's really going on. See, people hear my anger and my focus and my roar, and they think it's an ego. It's the opposite of ego, folks. It is total resistance. Does that mean I resist things properly? Does that mean I do a good job? No. I turn off most of the police instead of reaching out to them properly and showing them how they've been manipulated, because I, at a primitive level, am threatened by them because I understand they're brainwashed zombies of the New World Order. So instead of unlocking the zombies, I tend to just enrage the zombies. It's the same thing with the illegal aliens. I don't personally dislike them. I know they're being used as a tool to destroy my country and destroy themselves. And so I get at a primitive level threatened by it and start hopping up and down. But I can't help it. That's who I am. And I just hear that guy saying everything I already knew, but that I'd never even consciously put into my own understanding. You understand, folks? That's why I freak out. If I could describe to you how bad it is, how sick it is, how they are killing you with the vaccines. Do you understand me, government people? There is no doubt that when your child is dying at 15 years of age from diabetes or dying from bizarre onset of some autoimmune disease or leukemia, that Black Ops killed your child. When your son comes back 23 years old from Iraq from three tours, and his muscles dissolve, and his guts liquefy and come out his hind end. He was killed by the New World Order. And it's going on all around us. And I, for one, have had enough of it. This doesn't have to happen. This electronic cage built by these psycho engineers doesn't have to succeed if you'll just wake up to it and get motivated. But the horror is so bad, a lot of you can't handle it. I'm going to hold him over, then we're going to get Chapman on. Zane in Tennessee says in the military knows about databases. Go ahead, Zane.
Yes, Alex. I don't actually work on databases. I was just going to comment that when I was over there, we got pulled over because they got actual police officers patrolling to make sure you're not speeding in Iraq. And one of my soldiers got pulled over, and they ran his license back to the States. I didn't even know that was possible. From Iraq.
Of course it is. Everything. Every pizza he eats, every pack of cigarettes he buys, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.